Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome to an emergency episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Mulshine. And we were freaking out when we heard this news last night. People magazine reports Kyle Richards and Mauricio Ubansky have separated after 27 years of marriage.
27 years? This is the Saturn return of the marriage.
Wow. Okay, explain what that means.
Well, similar to in our own birth charts, we know to look for the Saturn return as sort of a rite of passage conflict moment that ultimately brings us into our maturation. I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, 27 years, you know, I mean, here we go. Like wedding chart. I was just pulling up their wedding. Yes, Saturn in Pisces during their wedding. So this is the Saturn return, the first Saturn return of this marriage. So are they at a crisis moment? Yes.
Wow. I agree. I think they are. So after this came out, I'll read what this says. It says from People Magazine, which People Magazine, you have to understand, does not really get stuff like this wrong. Like, it's definitely the most upstanding of the weekly tabloids in the US. They really get stuff like, also, okay, I don't want to say they don't ever get stuff wrong. They don't ever print something that isn't like PR approved is the thing.
They're credible. You know what I mean? They have credibility.
Yeah. Like it, they will be like, if they're going to get something wrong, it's going to be because they're just spouting whatever a celebrity told them or whatever that celebrity's publicist told them. So the mystery is, where did this come from?
Right.
Like, that is the mystery. It says a source close to the pair tells People Kyle and Mauricio have been separated for a while now, but are still living under the same roof. They remain amicable as they figure out what's next for them and their family. The language is just publicist language. Like, it's not a friend.
Right.
It's, you know, so.
It's so formal.
It's formal. It's very.
It's like a formal announcement. It's almost hard to believe that they didn't put it out themselves.
Right. So then the next morning, Kyle posts on Instagram her rebuttal, which says, in regards to the news that came out about us today, any claims regarding us divorcing are untrue. And here's the thing, the People Magazine story said separating, not divorcing. She goes on to say, however, yes, we have had a rough year, the most challenging one of our marriage, but we both love and respect each other tremendously. There has been no wrongdoing on anyone's part. Although we are in the public eye, we ask to be able to work through our issues privately. While it may be entertaining to speculate, please do not create false stories to fit a further salacious narrative.
Okay, well, astrology's not false. Astrology's not false.
Right, astrology is not false, and fit a further salacious narrative is really funny. It's very, it's giving,
well,
like
very specifically, like saying stop with the gay rumors.
I think she's trying to say false stories to further a salacious narrative, or to fit a salacious narrative. But she's saying to fit a further salacious narrative. It makes no sense. It's giving
to fit
like
a further, yes. So actually, it's giving like, I'm nervous while typing this. I didn't really proofread it.
Yeah, it's giving like hot girl who is trying to sound smart, which we love. We always love that.
Sure.
It's a fun archetype. Anyway. So yeah, what do we think is going on? I mean, I think we know what's going on. They are separated, living together, and Kyle's saying they're trying to work through it. And the People Magazine story, if it did come, it's like, did the People
Magazine. So I didn't read the story. Is there anything else to the story other than just the announcement?
what story? Well, this story,
the people story,
the people story is just the quote from the source.
Okay.
A quote from a source close to the pair saying they've been separated a while now, but are still living under the same roof. They remain amicable as they figure out what's next for them and their family. So like this wouldn't be coming from like the first thing people are going to think is, oh, it was Rina.
No, I don't They're going to think I thought Dorit.
Right. It was Dorit or it was Rina or it was probably not Dorit, but someone who wants to throw her under the bus for some reason. But
yeah,
if that were the case, people wouldn't run with it because they wouldn't be able to confirm it. And it would put them in the doghouse with Kyle and Mauricio. Like they,
right.
People doesn't ever want to ruffle feathers. So it almost makes me think, now I'm completely speculating here, it makes me think that maybe people got this from one of their publicists. They probably share a publicist at this point. And mm-hmm. then Kyle and Mauricio freaked out and backtracked. Like, that's what I think. And that's why she posted the thing on Instagram because.
But did they approve it in the first place or was the publicist just like doing their job blindly and then like was like, Oh, sorry.
I think the fact that they released it the night before the 4th of July is like they thought that no one would care, which is absurd.
Ultimate Friday, 5 p.m. news dump.
Exactly. They thought that no one would care. They thought they would just get it out there and it wouldn't matter. And then the whole internet erupted and like now Kyle is freaking out because Kyle is a Capricorn and she cares a lot about being perceived as successful and her marriage being perceived as successful. These rumors have been going on since season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Wait, so what rumors specifically have been going on? Because like she wasn't always maybe with a female country star. But what,
allegedly.
And I also feel like in my Googling of this before this, there's a lot over the years also about Mauricio's alleged cheating, which I never got that sense from him, but what do I know? I mean, so what are the allegations? Has anything been proven? Like what, like up until this point, what do we know for a fact about their marriage? What has been alleged?
What we know for a fact is just what's on paper. And the
27 years married.
27 years married, and they put across a very united, strong front on the show. They always talk about how much they love each other and how important family is to them. Season one, I think the dinner party from hell was season one, but there was a woman there who was a psychic and she's vaping. And she says to Kyle about Mauricio, he will never emotionally fulfill you. Know Ooh. That.
Whoa.
And that what? Was like 11. That was like 11 years ago or something. So this lady has been tweeting about it and she's like, I knew it. I told you all. She became like a viral sensation in the Housewives community because it was like the first time anyone had ever seen a vape on television. And like, it was like an e-cig and
truly psychic, way ahead of her time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just like a really iconic moment. So that was the first whisper that we all heard that like all is not well, but of course, it's a psychic, so no one trusts it. But then there are a lot of psychics on the Real Housewives universe who have gotten these things right before. Like someone predicted Ramona and Mario breaking up. A psychic predicted Candy and Todd getting together. Like there are these, like they bring psychics onto the shows. And a lot of the time their predictions pan out. So Allison Dubois is her name. She's been tweeting up a storm about it. So that was the first time. Later on, it became a storyline because there were some tabloid reports about Mauricio cheating and mm-hmm. nothing super specific, but just enough that the tabloids were covering it. And the way that it became a storyline is that Lisa Vanderpump allegedly told Brandi Glanville to bring the tabloids with her on a girls' trip and lay them out on the coffee table and see what happens. Like, see if Kyle reacts. This is how
What you doing, Lisa?
I know. This is how Lisa was like the puppeteer who never got her hands dirty on the show and it backfired in a major way because she would do stunts like that all the time. And then there was just always like Brandi Glanville said something one time to her also where she was like, oh, I wish I could remember the exact quote. Like Kyle says something to her like, nobody wants. Yeah, this is what it was. She says, nobody wants you here. And Brandi says, well, neither does your husband. Like your husband doesn't want you. So this, it's always been a thing that just pops up, and it's always been a conversation in the like Bravo fandom. Is Mauricio a cheater or is he not? Because the rumors just will not stop. And some people say where there's smoke, there's fire. But the other thing is, cheating rumors are like gay rumors. They are going to stick no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's like, unless someone has proof, you can't put that much stock into them, because you can literally say it about anyone. And then once it sticks
right
for 1 second, it becomes like a scarlet letter that they're wearing forever. So I guess, so the thing that's been the constant throughout their time on the show is Kyle gritting her teeth and trying to portray the perfect family marriage and life. Like, she just like,
obvious though? Like, it's like, she's not really doing a great job of being incognito in that actually this is not true or totally authentic.
What do you mean?
Like, can you tell like Capricorn to Capricorn, or like, does everybody know?
I think for
like
me,
with the teeth gritting.
Yes, I can see that, but that desperation to remain high status, because they have built an empire as well. Like his real estate empire, they were not that wealthy when they started out. So like she does have a lot of skin in the game for not only fitting, like in the beginning of the show, she kind of was glomming onto these richer women by the fact that her husband was their realtor. Do you know what I mean? Like,
a few
higher status women would kind of make fun of her for that. Like, oh, well, she'll talk to you if you have a house that you need to list soon and like stuff like that, because that was her in to the upper echelon, short of just glomming onto Kathy, who I think wouldn't let her glom onto her. Like, this was kind of Kyle's way of getting in, and they did make a ton of money. We've talked before about how Mauricio left Rick Hilton's real estate firm to open up his own. And that was a huge betrayal in the eyes of Rick and Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now his agency is doing really, really well. So I can see her doing the teeth gritting, and it drives her absolutely insane that anyone would think that she doesn't have her shit on lock. But that doesn't mean he's cheated. That doesn't mean like, she could be just as annoyed at the rumors if they're completely untrue as if they're true, because it is, that would be fucking annoying.
It is annoying. Yeah. It's totally fucking annoying to have anybody not only speculating about your marriage, but especially, well, actually, whether it's true or not true, it's just like, you never want it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what's so shocking about this new turn of events is Kyle has given up the ghost. Apparently she's given up. She's like, whatever, fuck it. Like, I think she speculated.
Well, but
again,
no, but she made that statement. Like, she wanted to make sure that we knew that they weren't getting divorced.
She had second thoughts about giving up, because she saw what happens when everyone, she thought that it was like, she delusionally thought, oh, we're just going to put this statement out and no one's going to care. And then when it shook the whole like pop culture internet, she freaked out, and that's why she posted the thing on her Instagram. And now her publicist and the people at People magazine are probably like, there were, whoever published that at People is probably freaking out, because they're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, your public, and I'm again speculating, I don't know any of this for a fact,
but it is a publicist message.
It's a publicist, it's giving publicist, and the way it's worded is a publicist. So like, it's not always a publicist, but this seems like it is. It's just like the People reporters are probably really annoyed, because now Kyle is undermining a story that her publicist gave them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So, totally.
Yeah. So, I think this whole thing is just like, this is the real celebrity news.
Yeah.
As opposed to the tabloid celebrity news.
Yeah, totally. I think that what happened also that's really crazy about this is the fact that there are rumors around Kyle having infidelity now, because that came completely out of left field. And the fact that those rumors are concerning another woman. So should we get into that part?
Well, I'm really curious about, because the only thing that I've seen about Kyle posted or like in the news over the last like 6 months has been like, is she or isn't she on Ozempic? And
right
now I'm like, oh, maybe it's not Ozempic. Maybe she just like is in love.
Right. Or is breaking up.
Or is getting a divorce. Right. Right. Like the only reasons time to get really fit are if you really want to impress someone or if you're leaving someone.
Yeah, exactly. Like someone tweeted today, like we all saw this coming when all divorced people saw this coming when she started bodybuilding. Cause it's like, why are you suddenly getting in shape out of nowhere? Like he loved you when you used to wear caftans on every vacation, you know?
That's so interesting. And there have never been confirmations that he has cheated. And it doesn't seem like with Kyle's allegations that there's any confirmation that she's cheated, but it does seem like it is confirmed that these bitches are hanging out constantly and they got like matching tattoos or something.
Yeah. So, okay. Kyle, 53, is linked to female country singer Morgan Wade, 28, after split.
Morgan's as old as her marriage.
Yeah. Morgan is younger than her oldest daughter, Farrah.
Oh my God. I saw, I think it was Entertainment E! News had interviewed Farrah Brittany last night. And she looked very, like she assured us that there was nothing going on.
It was from April, also, by the way.
Oh, it was from April. I guess they just republished it. Okay, that was from April. So these rumors have been like going on. She assured us that there's nothing going on. And in that video, she looks hella stressed, like extremely weathered.
Yeah, like, so the rumors have been going on for 10 years. And that's what's so funny about how they can just resurface an old clip. Because at the time that they got that quote from Farrah, it wasn't even, no one even gave a shit. And it's like, you would think, because that's how commonplace these rumors were and how constant and standard it was for these marriage rumors to be going on. But the thing with Farrah, if you watch The Agency, she's a really interesting character because she is Mauricio's stepdaughter. She is the daughter of Kyle's first husband. And I don't know what her sign is. And we
I'm
don't
looking
need
up
to
right now.
Okay.
I'm just curious, but yeah.
Yeah. She also is giving either Capricorn or Virgo like so tightly wound. She is
tight.
So like measured and precise and exact with every word she says. And you can tell that she's really like her teeth. Talk about gritting your teeth. The way that she speaks, her teeth never leave each other, but she seems really good at her job at the agency. She's like a real go-getter. She's so successful. And she's got this boyfriend who, like, the whole storyline on the first season of that show is, like, that he won't propose to her. And it's just like, oh, God, you just want to see her let loose a little bit. Farrah is a Scorpio. How could I forget this? She has a Halloween birthday party every year. And she sometimes dresses, like, she's into being a Scorpio. She, like, talks about it. It's like, she's into it.
She's a Scorpio sun, Leo moon.
Oh, anyway, yeah, that clip, I mean, it's, I think the most interesting thing about that clip is that, like, it's so standard for her to have to talk about her mom's marriage, and it didn't make any headlines when it first happened, like, because it's just the conversation that's always happening. So the Morgan Wade thing, she's a country singer, and people were saying this on TikTok, like, it first hit my radar a week or two ago, and it was just people saying, oh, Kyle keeps hanging out with this woman. They have matching heart tattoos. And the woman, Morgan, has a new K tattoo on the inside of her elbow that is in Kyle's handwriting. And if you look at the Instagram account of Tracy Egan Morrissey, she posted like a picture of the tattoo and a picture of Kyle's signature. And it's the K from Kyle's signature.
Oh my, that is so a little bit like blatant. No,
it's really blatant. And Kyle's been posing for pictures.
This is worse than the lightning necklace.
Yeah, the Kyle heart tattoo is on her wrist.
So it's like really like public. It's not a hidden tattoo. It's like, here it is, loud and proud.
But the other thing is, so Kyle, this is interesting because Kyle had a very, very close friendship with Teddy Mellencamp when she was on the show, which this is kind of giving me the same vibes as that, where I'm like, they might not be dating. They might literally just be best friends, because that's a pattern for Kyle. That's how Kyle has been with Teddy. And Teddy has gone on some of these trips that Kyle's gone on with this woman. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's, it could be, some people think it's a full-on physical affair. Maybe it's an emotional affair. Maybe it's just a super tight friendship. Maybe it's an emotional affair that she doesn't realize is an emotional affair. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe she's got this new best friend who she's totally obsessed with, and it's freaking out Mauricio and it's affecting their marriage. And also, or maybe she is fully cheating. Like, we don't know. We're not going to know. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, and make of this what you will, it reminds me a lot of her vibe with Teddy.
And it was never, was it ever speculated that she and Teddy were romantic?
Not overtly, but Erica Jane confronted them about it at a dinner one time. She was like, you guys have a different thing going on, and it's obvious to everybody, and it's really weird, and I just want you to admit it. And at the time when I was first watching the show, I was like, what is Erica talking about? Why is she so butthurt that Kyle is closer with Teddy? But now, like, seeing how close Kyle's gotten with this woman, Morgan, it's like, oh, that's what she, like, Erica, I think, was picking up on, like, an emotional intimacy that is deeper than what, I mean, Erica doesn't have a lot of close female friendships. So to her,
I would say not. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's hard to determine whether something is romantic or whether it's just like an extremely intimate, close friendship to the point that it's excluding other people and making other people feel weird. Like, is that romantic or is that just, I don't know.
I mean, I think it's romantic in and of itself, whether it's like intimately romantic or not. Like, when you have a relationship with someone where it's like, well, you guys being together pulled all the focus in, and like, it's become something bigger than yourself. Like, even if it isn't sexually romantic, it's romantic either way, because who's getting tattoos for each other unless it's serious? Unless you're Pete Davidson.
Right. And romantic in the sense of like just really, really intense.
And intense. Yeah. Like it's a love affair no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's being like consummated or not, which is really none of our business. But it's just, I mean, it's relevant to talk about because it's what everyone's talking about online about this. Like, it would be weird not to talk through it, but like, I don't know. It could very well be that Kyle is clearly having like a hot girl summer right now. She's acting single. She's out. She's traveling. I mean, not out. Oh God, terrible choice of words. She's acting single. She's traveling. She's on these girls trips. She looks amazing. Like, that could be what's coming between her and Mauricio. Or it could be that he was cheating and that she did find out, and now she's like, F you. You know what I mean? Like, there are ways that you can grow apart from someone without physically cheating.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm just looking through the charts. I have all the charts up, all the composite charts. I have the chart of the wedding. I have all the charts up. And there's a few really interesting things that are worth noting from an astrological perspective. First of all, Morgan and Mauricio, to the degree, have the same moon.
What? What? What is it?
Like, late degree, like 27, 28 degree Pisces moon, which is on, like, directly on Kyle's Chiron, which I think is sort of interesting. Like,
wow.
Like, Kyle's very attracted to people who I think highlight and also help heal her, like, spiritual wounds and her creative wounds and her deep emotional, like, karmic family wounds.
What karmic family? And, yeah, what karmic family and emotional wounds do you think Mauricio healed for her? Because we don't know with Morgan, because we haven't seen their relationship or their friendship. And I'm saying also, like, when you're saying she's attracted to people like this, we're not talking sexually.
No, just in terms of partnership.
In terms of like who you literally gravitate toward. Like, she's gravitating toward this woman, Morgan, clearly. And she gravitated toward Mauricio. So what do you think was Mauricio's, how did he heal her?
So Mauricio is a Cancer sun Pisces moon. So he's like all water. He's a super watery chart.
He definitely cheated.
I mean, based on that chart, that's a cheatership chart. Unless you're like truly fucking a devoted.
But I
unless
think
Kyle is his god.
Devoted. I think he is devoted. He's just
it just
poly.
Also is sort of a yeah, or like it's just sort of a that's sort of a yeah, that's a slippery chart.
Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of Pisces, I think, are just poly.
Yes.
It's kind
yes.
of like Aquarius, where they're just like
yes.
they can't really like they're not gonna be cringe poly where they're like talking about the rules on right. TikTok and shit. But they're gonna
be cringe poly like they have another girlfriend even if their wife doesn't know.
Right. Exactly. The other cringe poly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cringe so poly in that your other partner doesn't know you're poly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this has anything to do with Pisces specifically, but I think what he healed with her was like he made her feel better than Kathy in some ways.
Well, so that's exactly what I was going to say. It's not just that both of these relationships are Chiron relationships for Kyle. Kyle's Chiron is connected to both of their souls, their moons. Kyle's moon personally is with her Mars in Libra right on her IC, meaning like family of origin, like base of her spine. I think a lot of Kyle's life's work is about, I mean, clearly it's about like third house, like sisters, family. She's constantly trying to like balance within the family, keep peace within the family, make things harmonious, make things beautiful. And yet, two things. One, she's always dealing with random upsetting issues or fights that come out of nowhere or whatever in her close familial relationships. And I think that what both Mauricio and Morgan give to Kyle is that they're like, we're with you. Like, even if you're in this conflict with your siblings all the time, we're going to be your partners that are like devoted. And
as Pisces, they
hold space for your wound.
Yes. They give her an escape.
Yeah, totally. They give her an escape and they give her this like sort of, they give her a place to escape to. And they give her this like sort of unlimited understanding.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. There was something that really bothered me that we've talked about a few, maybe even last year when they were in Aspen, the way that Mauricio talked down to Kathy. Like, do you remember? Kathy was like, can you put this corn on the cob on the grill or something? And he was just like, no, I'm not putting it on the grill. And I was like, if Nick talked to my sister that way, we would have words. And he never would talk to my sister that way. Like, he would never be so disrespectful to a member of my family. Like, that's not something that most people would tolerate from their partner. But like the fact that Kyle sat there and just let it happen means
I think
that
she likes it.
Yes,
I think
she got
likes
a,
it.
She got a little thrill.
She's using the relationships that she's cultivating to do some of like her dirty work.
And to do what is the word? Not recompense. She wants like compensation.
Right. No. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No. Like, what's the word? I know what the word you're looking for is. Right.
It's not revenge. It's like a.
No. I mean, I know exactly what you mean.
This is gonna really bother me. This is baby
same.
Brain, and for you, it's weed brain.
Weed brain, but right, like she wants like justice. Like she wants like Libra Moon. Like she wants. Fuck, the word is right on the tip of
I know.
My tongue.
It's like restorative justice.
No. Yes. Right. That would be like the like we're going backwards like it's Jeopardy. No. No, but
restitution.
No. Restitution. 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 Restitution.
Okay. It reminds me of Real Housewives of New Jersey restitution whore, like prostitution whore. But anyway, she's looking. Kyle, I think the deepest wound of her life is feeling that she was not as big of a star as Kim, her sister, and she did not marry as rich old money as Kathy, her other older sister. And she's the only brunette. And she's just had a chip on her shoulder her whole life because of those things. And I think that she is looking for restitution, and Mauricio has given it to her by talking down to Kathy, by creating his own real estate empire, by showing Kyle we don't need Rick and Kathy's money and connections. So like that was a huge source of comfort for her. now she is sort of the queen bee of the TV show. She is maybe feeling a little bit more confident on her own. So it does seem like the perfect time for her to evolve and maybe look for comfort elsewhere.
Yes. And for this to be coming out now, it's like, get real, Kyle. Like, what you've been showing the public, what you've been putting out there is you running around town with this girl with a neck tattoo sleeve. I don't know if it's a sleeve, a neck tattoo turtleneck.
Yeah. Okay.
A turtleneck tattoo. What would we call it?
Check this out. Morgan Wade is straight. Yeah. She's been in a relationship with a male singer. According to this website, RC Online, which granted, I have no idea what that is, but
it says
she was dating the last they knew, she was dating a man.
Wow.
So this could really just be a bestie situation. Like, it really could.
What's crazy is like the exact degree of this full moon was where the moon and the Mercury of Morgan and Kyle's relationship chart falls. And in her relationship chart with Mauricio, I'm just getting the exact degree because I'm just kind of curious now. It's the exact same degree. Wow. How what weird. In the composite chart of Kyle and Mauricio and the composite chart of Kyle and Morgan, the moon is at the exact same degree. That, and it's the exact same degree that this full moon was on. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, that is really wild.
Yeah. And like, I mean, maybe if anything, it's like, okay, they have to address their legacy. All of them have to address their legacies. Capricorn also can represent marriage because it's like the sort of public facing image of your life.
This poor woman, Morgan, isn't even on reality TV. She's just friends with a reality star. And now she's been pulled into this whole thing, you know?
I mean, I will say that I think that country music is like the reality TV of music because it's sort of just all narrative and like pretty shameless. Like, I'm drinking again, thinking of you, and I walked to your house and I tried to wake you. And, you know, it's not a good song, but
as of like June 2023, last month, 5 days ago, she was linked romantically to Joe Link, a man. She's linked to Link.
So then really the internet is just hella fucking bored.
Yeah.
Wow. But what a perfect Saturn return for this marriage, where after all these years of cheating allegations against Camp Mauricio, now we have cheating allegations against Camp Kyle. And maybe that part of their legacy is actually just knowing that, like, within their relationship, they're in integrity. I mean, I don't know. Do you get a sense that they've had? Because I feel like everything I have been reading is like, we've been sensing marital problems for years, but you're saying this has been predicted the whole time. But like, has there been any reason for that other than Dubois? I don't see signs of cheating. I actually would say they seem to have a pretty good marriage.
Yeah, I know. He's just hot. So people kind of wish he was cheating because they want to hook up with him because he's really
right.
Something about him, you know? So
he
I
is
think,
hot.
Yeah. And I feel like the one thing that would make me believe that I don't think that they're in a relationship. I really think Kyle just goes really head over heels for her besties sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's that. I think she's replacing her sisters.
Yeah.
I think it's like she turns people into the sisters based on her chart. She's turning people.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Into the sisters that she didn't have. And even in Mauricio's chart, well, I think he feels a bit like a sister.
I think it's the sisters that her own ego and insecurity right. wouldn't let her embrace all the time. Like,
or even like that her mother pinned against each other. And so they were sort of all trained to be in a, right. in some kind of a competition.
Right. Because I don't think, I mean, I've never really seen much that Kathy or Kim have done to Kyle that was like, quote unquote, wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
interesting.
It just seems like they're always, none of them are ever doing things that are that, I mean, well, some early season Kim stuff when she's in addiction is really hard to watch. And she's not a good sister at those times, but she's in active addiction. So like, yeah. It's not like they're all sabotaging each other and being terrible, but it's just a constant, like you said, like it's, they're just all pitted against each other, the three sisters. So I think it makes sense that she's just looking for surrogate sisters.
I think she's looking for surrogate sisters. And it's really interesting too, because the South Node and the North Node are about to shift into North Node in Aries, South Node in Libra. Kyle has her South Node. This is Kyle's nodal return. So Kyle has her South Node as well as her moon, among other things, in Libra. Her North Node is in Aries. So this is a huge reckoning for Kyle of really sort of being invited to claim her independence, claim her sovereignty, claim her sort of individuality, even though her inclination is to err on the side of relationship, even if it's dysfunctional. I very much think everything that we see from Kyle is her either wrestling with how enmeshed and connected and dysfunctional her family of origin is and was, and then trying to create a new family where she's actually just specifically healing those wounds. She's always searching, Libra moon, she's always searching for partnership, balanced partnership. She's always searching for the sisters that, not that she never had, but that in her mind, like, aren't what sisters should be. Sisters should not speak for that many years. Sisters should not be, you know, even though she is part of the problem by far.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to admit that she's part of the problem. She actually would argue that, like, she's actually helping. She would always argue Capricorn moon in the sixth house. She's like, I'm responsible not only for leading by example, but there's a huge emphasis on like perfection in Kyle's chart and looking perfect. And I think she's really bothered by how rich Kathy looks, how drunk Kim looks, and how ununified the three of them look.
Yeah, but she has used the Real Housewives as a platform to get her story across in all the battles with her sisters, which is what I've never liked about her. Because if Casey and I were fighting, no one would know it.
No one should know.
You know what I mean? Like, and let alone all of America television watching audience. Like,
yeah,
I would never hang my sister out to dry on television. But like, Kyle, I almost said Kim, then Kathy. Kyle has been doing it as a like on purpose repeatedly for over a decade now. So like, it's just, that's why I've never got, that's why I cannot ever stand Kyle. And I also just think that she is more like Vanderpump stirring things from the sidelines than she thinks she is. And she never gets called out for it. And the other thing that a lot of people were bringing up is, remember the Denise Richards, Brandy Glanville thing with their alleged affair?
Oh yeah. Fun.
She was like the most shook one of all. Kyle was very shook by that.
In what way? What was her reaction? Just like, I trust marriage. I believe marriage.
Just like shocked and appalled. And she kept bringing it up. A lot of people don't remember that she was the one who set up that whole revelation. Like, Kyle and Teddy are at Kyle's house And they have come up with some BS reason why Kim, who's no longer on the show, and Brandy, who's no longer on the show, need to come into the house and talk to them. And while Kim and Brandy are in the house, they tell Brandy tells her story of her and Denise. And Kyle is sitting there with her jaw on the floor. And you know that Kyle already knew about this. And you know that that's why she orchestrated this meeting. And you know that that's why the cameras were there. That's why Brandy and Kim walked in fully mic'd up, pretending that they were just stopping by randomly on their way to somewhere else. Like, even in that scene, it's so funny because, like, Kyle set that whole thing up, like, to hang Denise out to dry and to make Denise's alleged affair the focus of that season because she hated Denise. So,
wow.
So that adds another layer of psychodrama onto the whole, like, the whole affair question, because it's like,
well, it's also that just like Libra moon hypocrisy a little bit, where it's like, oh, like, even if they're not having a romantic affair, you might understand now that you've been through it, Kyle, like, what it's like to just really connect with another woman, what, in whatever way.
And why
it is the thing that she's been longing for. Right. Well, it's the reason she uses it against someone is because she's been longing for it her whole life. And she feels so hurt that she's disconnected from the people that hypothetically she should be the closest to and the leader of.
Yeah. Yeah. And somehow she got away with being the orchestrator of that whole thing, even though it was like the most hateful, fucked up storyline ever, because the whole thing.
Did anyone call her out on that?
No one ever calls her out on it, and everyone forgets. It's so annoying because I'm always like, people blame it on Rinna, and it's like, no, Rinna was actually on Denise's side for most of the season until the end. She started to go like waver a little bit, but Kyle and Teddy were the ones who were beating Denise over the head with that whole season.
I feel like, based on her chart, looking at Kyle's chart, I feel like the reason that we don't like call her out on that kind of shit is because Libra moon, Capricorn sun, she's a Leo rising. It's almost like she has a righteous sort of like a righteous indignation to her. Like, with, she has the ability to like present like she's an authority. She has so much cardinal energy in her chart, but then her Mercury is like on her descendant in Aquarius. So she can sort of say things in a way that's like detached, or that might appear to be like more flat or like business oriented, when really she's actually just perhaps emotionally distant in relationships because of her childhood wounding around family.
Right. Like, I think she is, but I don't think she's emotionally distant from her daughters or Mauricio. Like, I think that they really are and always have been a tight family unit.
Yeah, I agree.
What drew her and Mauricio to each other in the beginning? I mean, I know you talked about the Pisces. His Pisces moon is on her Pisces Chiron, and that makes a lot of sense. What else can you tell us about their charts?
So there's a lot of really nice connection. I mean, first of all, their suns are like exactly opposite each other. So he's a Cancer sun, she's a Capricorn sun. So there's a really nice balance between, he's sort of like, okay, real estate. Like, he's going to do kind of more of the Mr. Man, Mr. Mommy stuff and create a business that's, I mean, I love that it's Cancer sun real estate. It's so real estate, but she's going to do the more outward work of like creating a platform for them and getting that. Like, the reason that he has a show now, and actually arguably the reason that he has a business now, is all because of the things that she's either introduced him to or brought him into the public in whatever way. Like, she sort of invited him into her public domain. But then his Venus is to the degree exactly conjunct her rising. So I think when they saw each other, I think he made her feel really beautiful and she made him feel really received. Like, I think they connected. I think they have I actually think this is very romantic. I mean, also her Venus is on his North Node. I think that they just are bringing each other into love in ways that neither of them maybe in their childhood had experienced previously. I also think what's interesting is that
he has a very loving, sweet mom who's been on the show a lot. And Kyle actually has a great relationship with her, seemingly.
That's so beautiful. Like, she really needs that. And I mean, Kyle's moon is conjunct his Jupiter. Jupiter in traditional astrology represents like the husband. So there is something about this relationship where he really has the ability to support her feelings and her needs and just get on team Kyle in a way that, again, I think was deeply healing for her, because maybe before him, she really never felt that before. Like, wow, you're on my team. Like, we now get to be we, and it's us against the world. Like, I think she loves that. I also think what's kind of interesting is that her Lilith is to the degree exactly conjunct his Mercury. So there's something about his Gemini Mercury, like duplicitous nature or ability to see both sides of things, that can either trigger her, repress her, or set her free to perhaps gallivant with women, because he's, even if he's not cheating either, he has a lot of relationships. I mean, realtors have a lot of relationships.
Right.
He's always going to be hustling or on his phone, or Mercury Gemini people have a million conversations going on at once. He's also, like I said, he's also a Leo Venus. So he needs a lot of attention. I think that there's something about how much attention, whether it's like public or not, that he gets or he's gotten, that kind of triggers her like inner bad girl a little bit. And she's like, you know what? Maybe I am like bi. Maybe I am like not even bi, but I'm going to hang with girls. And like, even if it's not sexual, have like another whole relationship here, because like I can, I'm a whole being, you know, right, because I think he triggers her desire to act out. Actually, now it could be also in the bedroom. He could make her do some, not make her. He could allow her the space to do some right kinky shit, you know, but in general, I think he triggers her to kind of live out her wildest dreams, whatever that means.
Like, I see what you're saying. He's a realtor. The Mercury in Gemini, he is stroking other people's egos and getting his ego stroked all day, every day.
Yep.
That for me, that would drive me nuts. Like,
same.
If Nick's job was that networking heavy and that schmooze heavy and talk heavy, like that really would make me go a little crazy. Like, even if
Mauricio, I get that totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even if Mauricio has never done anything physically cheating, I think emotional affairs happen a lot. And I
100%.
Think
100%. And this is a chart. His chart is very susceptible to that. Again, not in a technically cheating way, but in a, why are you guys? And you could see that because it's for business. I'm making money, but it's like, no, actually, because this talking to this person not only makes us money, but makes me feel amazing.
Right. And I think, not to stereotype, but I can see how men would be especially ignorant of the fact that they are carrying out an emotional affair, because they just wouldn't understand that it's really that's what's going on. They would just think, oh no, I'm friends with this person. I'm good friends with this woman.
Right.
Like,
right.
But it's like, well, all of a sudden you're texting your female colleague outside of work hours and you're just joking around. Like, this is actually completely inappropriate, you know?
But see, I don't know if Kyle is even as much upset by that as she goes, okay, well, like, I'll get my own attention elsewhere too.
That's what
and
I
again,
think.
It might not be sexual, but it's like, exactly, you know, because his Mercury is in Gemini, her Mercury is in Aquarius. So they do kind of both have that more intellectual understanding of things where it's like, you know what? Like, people are people. We all need lots of people in order to feel like ourselves. And so I don't think she's even mad at him about that. I think she has to do a lot of work, but ultimately does trust him. And I mean, I guess the question that I would have,
I think she could be a little resentful of the fact that he has this own world separate from her. Like,
sure,
I've been,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's a thing. Like, when you're, especially when you're home with kids for, like, she's been a stay at home mom until she started the show for 30 years, you know, like,
right.
The show is her only job besides being a stay at home mom and like networking
and a couple of acting jobs. She did Halloween 12 or whatever.
Right. Sorry, Kyle. But I can see where, yeah, like, it doesn't even have to be sexual for her to get fed up with his like bustling career and the attention that he gets all day, every day, and say, well, I'm going to just create, I'm not going to do anything wrong. That's why it's so Capricorn.
Right. She's her chart is very much, I'm not doing anything wrong. That is her chart.
And it literally says it in the statement that she put out, like, neither of us has done anything wrong. And it's like, she doesn't think she's doing anything wrong, but like the vibes between her and this woman, even if they're not sexual, and the vibe of her Instagram of being completely separate from him right now is so intense that it's like jumping off the page to people. And it's like, yeah, Kyle, technically you're following all the rules. Technically you just made some new friends and you're having like a hot girl summer with all your new girlfriends. But like, if you have taken away the emotional, maybe he pushed away the emotional intimacy that they normally had together, but maybe she's displaced it onto this new group of friends. And like, that's also, it's not cheating, but it's not, I don't know, but like, she's acknowledging that they're going through a rough time. They've had the roughest year yet, but it's like, okay, maybe that's part of it. Like, maybe part of it is having all of your attention on this, because maybe all of his attention was on something else. You know, it's just funny to be like, no, we're still coloring inside the lines here, but I am getting all of the emotional satisfaction that I need from a completely different person or group of people.
What I think is fascinating also, yes, completely. And I'm looking at their composite chart, meaning the chart of their relationship. So not only is their relationship the wedding is having a Saturn return. So this is the Saturn return of their marriage, but in the chart just of their relationship on a soul level, the North Node is conjunct their Saturn at the moment. So they're having like a huge Saturnian moment. Now, Kyle doesn't totally mind that because she's a Capricorn and then her Mercury is in Aquarius. So she's a very Saturnian person, which is why she appears to be such a rule follower, not doing anything wrong. But the relationship is definitely being challenged. Like, the North Node is asking us, especially right before these nodes move, at the very early degree, like the first few degrees of Taurus, where their Saturn is in their relationship, I wonder, and maybe this is way off, but based on this chart, I wonder what's going on for them financially. I feel like the stress is like, so, because we don't know what the stress in their marriage is about, right?
No. And I think
it's about security. I think it's about money and security.
There have been rumors about lawsuits.
I think that is the underlying separation that we see between them, because it's just stressful.
Yeah.
And their marriage is in a specifically challenging moment. Now, Saturn moments in relationships usually, I mean, they'll either break up the relationship, or what more oftentimes happens, especially in these long-term, actually technically successful unions, like with even your own Saturn return, it's like, it's hard, but you mature from it. Like, you come out better for it. It's the lessons that you have to learn. Yeah. Even if the lesson that they're learning, even if it's not about money, even if the lesson they're learning is really, because now it's on both sides. Now she's cheating too. Like I think their relationship stability is being challenged, and the security in the relationship. And if anything, there's a possibility that they could come out of this stronger than ever, because they are so overtly committed to each other, because now they really have to choose that. But I think it's interesting that the statement that came out in People was clearly from a publicist. That's the one piece of, even
allegedly,
maybe just putting that statement, out or having that statement be out there was enough of a like, wait a second, whoa. That, because right, who would have leaked that information?
Right. I think it was definitely, they thought that it was going to be like, oh, we're having a rough year. That's what they wanted the tone. I think that's what they wanted the tone of the statement to be. Like,
but
we're having a rough.
Why would they want to make a statement at all? Why would they even need to comment?
Because someone else was threatening to go public with something or other. And this is me speculating again. I'm completely making this up. Someone who, like, maybe I keep going back to Rinna.
We love blaming Rinna.
Yeah. Let's say Rinna is like, well, I know that you haven't been sleeping at home for 3 months, and I'm going to tell Radar Online or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then
Radar Online for who Rinna tells. Not TMZ. I'm telling Radar Online.
Yeah. And then that would be an impetus for them to get ahead of the story. They're trying
and
to
so
get
they
ahead
think
of-
we're going to say, hey, we've had a hard year, but we're still together. And then what ends up coming out is
it came out completely different.
We're struggling in our marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay. Whoa. I think I feel very confident now. Again, this is all speculation based on the charts, based on our forensic analysis of the relationship. I don't think anyone cheated. And I just think
I don't think anyone cheated.
Yeah, I think Kyle is just getting really, really close with this woman. I don't think it's sexual. And I think, I mean, we didn't talk about this, but we sort of alluded a little bit to the financials. Apparently, allegedly, and of course, these online net worth calculations are never exact, but allegedly
they're really bad. Mine says I have like $3 million or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know why there's one for me, but it's like it lists the two movies I made in college, like at IMDb, like Peeping Twins, 2008, and like my two film school things. And then it's like, and she's worth $3 million. It's like my two film school movies, Last Comic Standing, and then my net worth is $3 million.
I guess it's just $1 million for every project that you've done.
Yeah, whoa.
If only. But yeah, their net worth is allegedly $100 million. Think about how hard they worked to get up that high, first of all.
Yeah.
And then second of all, think about the precipitous tumble of dividing that in half. Going from
and all those kids.
And the kids. Yeah. The kids who aren't even all through college yet. Going from $100 million, $50 million is not something a Capricorn is going to do. It is
no fucking way. And honestly, not a Cancer either.
Yeah. So like they're in it for the long haul.
They're in
it. Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't think that she would jeopardize the relationship by cheating physically. I think maybe he would just because I think he gets
a
lot of
water. All that water.
He's got a lot of water and he's just so hot and he's a tall drink of water.
He's so hot. Yeah.
People are just throwing themselves at him morning, noon, and night, I'm sure. So like I do think maybe he could have had a one night stand here or there, but I don't think he would. I think he would always still stay devoted to Kyle. Not that that makes it okay at all, but I think if anything, they would maybe have an unspoken agreement and don't ask, don't tell, and don't embarrass me kind of thing.
Yep.
So I just don't, and I don't think she would step out at all because she won't allow herself to be perceived as a failure. So
looking at Kyle's chart, she cares very much that she does things that no one could say anything about her that would be technically her doing something wrong. Like she's sixth house, Capricorn, sun. She prides herself on doing, that's why even though looking at her chart now, I'm like, she didn't take Ozempic. She gets off on how hard she worked.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think that there is a weird, not really an emotional affair going on between her and this woman, but a displacement of emotional intimacy that maybe should be going into the marriage, but instead is being dumped on her friends. And it's just like, it's hard to realize when you're doing that. And when you do stop treating your partner as the number one emotional dump, it might be a bad sign. Like they should be your first port of call for all of, you know what I mean? Like what you're going through, your thoughts and fears, things like that.
Yeah. I just feel like,
and not to blame it on her just to bring back in these rumors, which everyone's talking about. Like, I think that's where that comes from.
Well, I don't think it's to blame. There's nothing to blame on her is the thing. Like, I think whatever the details are, the reason their marriage had the hardest year yet is because they were coming into what they're now in, which is the marriage's Saturn return. And whatever is coming up now is coming up to be healed. I mean, even in their charts too, like, I don't know, it's just interesting. Like Morgan's chart and Mauricio's chart, like they're not that similar. But she is sort of getting the same thing out of both of them, which I just think is really interesting. Like, I think in both cases, She feels completely like emotionally, spiritually, creatively supported. I think he makes her feel super at home. And I think that Morgan makes her feel like life's an adventure again. The one thing about the relationship with Mauricio is that there could be something about it that, which I think is going to be healed over the next 18 months when the nodes shift, because Mauricio and Kyle's solar energy in their relationship is in Aries. So I think if anything, these rumors and this disconnect and maybe it being worse than ever, an official statement from people, blah, 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 I think they're going to come back into such a strong union where, I mean, when you see relationship charts where the sun is in Aries, it's like we are obsessed with like the selfishness of the relationship. Like, I think they could come back into a place of being in their own little sort of vortex or whatever. Like, they could totally fall back in love and into their like obsessive passion for each other. Maybe they have lost over, you know, the last 27 years. I would get that. Like, some long time.
Yeah. Yeah. They just need to give each other a little bit of space and then come back.
Yeah. I think that's what's going on. I think this is a moment where, I don't know. And it's like, sometimes you do need to quote unquote, lose something for a minute or take a break from something or just feel the absence of something in order to like really appreciate it. And I think that's sort of what's going on. And I also think there's a sense of, I think for Kyle, if her marriage has been on the rocks for whatever reason, having this kind of close friend to, because she is a Libra moon, but her south node's in Libra, her north node's in Aries. So a friend that's not romantic is actually exactly what she needs. Like, someone who makes her feel like even if she did have to be quote unquote independent, she could kind of like do it with her. Kyle's always going to need another person, but in all of her interpersonal relationships, there's always going to be, because her Uranus is there as well with her south node, some chaotic, catastrophic, whether it's rumors or bitchy sisters or alcoholic mother or whatever, that doesn't fully allow her to feel really safe in relationships. So Kyle's programming is almost that she's gotten really comfortable being uncomfortable in these comfortable relationships. And her north node in Aries is like, okay, but don't, and the nodes are shifting. It's like, don't forget who you are. You're not just like a product of these relationships who exists in the world of only these relationships. You're actually you. And I think the fact that Morgan is coming from this totally different world, I guess she has a boyfriend and they really are just new besties. And she's totally from a different conversation, community, world in every way. Kyle feels very almost like reborn in this
validated
relationship. Yeah. I sort of think Kyle in this relationship also is flexing on the housewives a little bit, because I think she's like, oh yeah, all you, you know, all you bitches and all of us with our fake friendship, my new friend is actually like a rock star. And like, look how much cool stuff. Like, the reason I think it's so out there is because I think Kyle's really proud. Like, my bestie isn't even from this like fake universe that I built for all of you. Like, I think she really likes it being public that she's like actually cool.
Yeah, she likes to feel like the queen bee, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure, for sure.
I don't think the marriage is breaking up over cheating.
I don't either. I'm so glad that we figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle also-
that Morgan and him have the same moon and it's on her Chiron? She's literally just searching for spiritual wholeness. And I think both of these people make her feel really held enough to go back into sort of the surrendered spiritual state.
Yeah, yeah. I also feel that she wears a lot of wide-brimmed hats, so it is extremely exciting for her to be hanging out with a country singer.
It's kind of been a long time coming. Who's she dressing for if not a country singer?
Right.
I really want to make a case for Sam Levinson and The Weeknd are huge Bravo fans. Not only are they ripping Tedros for being Raquel or being Rachel, not Raquel, but also his name is Mauricio.
I know. Something else that people always try to hold against Mauricio is the fact that he used to go by Maurice when he was younger. And everyone's always like, oh, he's just trying to sound cool by going by Mauricio. And it's like, well, he's from Mexico. He was born in Mexico. And
his name.
It's completely understandable that he would go for a more Anglo sounding version when he's starting his career, because people would discriminate against him if he didn't. And now that he is the CEO, he's going by Mauricio again. It's like, don't be a dick about that.
Yeah.
Like, there's so, I mean, it makes complete sense why he would kind of flip back and forth.
Well, Maurice is obviously also just like a nickname. I don't know. Just that, it's like, that's so lame. Tedros and let him go from Maurice to Mauricio. It's just his name.
A lot of people use the anglicized version of their name because they don't want people to discriminate against them. Like, it's
all
not...
the Jews in Hollywood that don't have a Jewish name changed it.
You know, Mauricio is Jewish too.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Stay away from me, Mauricio, because your marriage is on the rocks. You are just what I'm looking for.
I know. He's so hot.
He's so hot. And he's like family man.
And yes, family man loves his wife. This is why I'm saying to Nick, I'm like, Nick, hot. when I send you out the door with that baby carriage, I'm putting you in a burqa. Like, I don't want them. I don't
talk
want
to no a, one.
Yeah. I don't want other women seeing you with the baby. I was like,
no, we're doing full Mrs. Doubtfire. When you leave the house, go as a grandma. You're the nanny. Yeah.
Like, I was saying to him, I was like, when you are a young woman of childbearing age and you see a hot guy taking care of a baby, it ignites something primal in you. Like,
absolutely.
Oh, he will take care of my young. I need to let him hit it raw ASAP because this is a smart move. And like, and I said that to Nick, and Nick was like, so is that how you feel when you see guys out in public with babies? And I was like, fuck.
gasp.
I know. No,
a little bit of
not
a projection. A little bit of a projection. Wow.
I know.
You're like, no, I'm thinking about you out there with our baby.
Yeah, exactly. But isn't it true though? Isn't it true?
Totally. Yes.
It's absolutely evolutionary. It's literally,
dude, even without the baby dog park, you're like, okay, you can take care of something alive.
Yes, he's nurturing. He's nurturing. Bankrolling this dog's veterinary appointments, which they don't even
No, dog part is like the new match.com.
Yeah.
The baby carriage is like ashleymadison.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You think he's going to take care of me and my child when Putin invades? Like, I need to snake this dude.
We get it, Kyle. Enjoy your new friend.
Now I really want to do a Beverly Hills rewatch, even though I just watched
it. Did make it me all curious. Like, wait, I kind of want to see more of their dynamic. But as far as I remember, I feel like they've just been really loving.
Yeah, they have. They've been really loving, really
nice
sweet. They laugh together. Their kids seem to love them. Like, and he just, there's just always these cheating rumors in the background.
People are just so jealous.
I know. Maybe they are. Maybe they are.
Or maybe he's cheating and maybe she's and Morgan are discovering something new about themselves. We literally don't know. We don't care. But we think long term, the relationship is going to work out. This is just a tough Saturnian moment for this couple.
I agree. All right. Well, I think we cracked it as usual.
Lol.
Great talk. Everyone join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. If you want to keep the conversation going and listen to some bonus special content that you can't get in public.
Yeah, it's so important that you join the Patreon. And actually, even more important, before you do that, leave a 5-star review, like and subscribe, send to friends, post on your stories, and also just, join the Patreon.
Yeah, like, please be our street team. We just solved a mystery.
The work that we're doing here is so fucking pivotal.
It is. It really
it's
is.
So fucking deep. It's so deep.
Patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.